This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's David Cambray. I'm from Cheltenham Spa, Centre for the Cotswolds. I've been working within the plumbing industry for the last 30 years, primarily installing, and then over recent years, as I've obviously got a little bit older and the body's not capable of installing every day, I decided that I would come and pass on my 30 years of experience to the youngsters, i.e. the 16 to 19-year-olds that we primarily deal with at ATL at the moment.
That is great. David, just before we start, could you tell us a little bit about your career up to date, please?
I've been involved in the construction industry from a very young age, working with the family firm throughout the summer holidays. It was inevitable that with my father running his own business, it was inevitable that I actually went into the plumbing industry. There wasn't really a lot of options for me. And that's what I've done, as I said, for the last 30 years.
And how did you decide to go in the plumbing route? Because I know there are so many people out there who who would like to pursue a career in the trades.
Well, if I'm brutally honest, my father gave me a week to find a job. And if I hadn't found a job within 7 days, then I was going to be taken on by him. Unfortunately, I couldn't actually find a position with any other companies. So within 7 days, I was working for EJ Cambray, Plumbing and Central Heating Engineers. It's entirely changed over the years. The basics of what we actually do and produce are pretty well the same. But certainly in the last 30 years, times have moved on. Everything's become far more efficient. But the actual basics of the plumbing and heating industry really are still the same.
You have been in the industry for over 30 years, you said. That's a vast amount of experience.
It certainly is.
And how would you summarise it?
Providing, and I think it applies to most things you do, providing you have more good days in the industry than bad days, then you're not doing too bad.
Have you always been teaching in your career, or were a professional before you
no,
became?
No, I've actually run my own business as well.
Okay, that's interesting. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Certainly, it was primarily plumbing, central heating, gas, oil, solid fuel, anything that was involved with water, then that's what we dealt with. And I said all the qualifications required to enable to install the different components are out on the market and are available now. Again, we had to keep ourselves abreast of new technology in order to maintain a continued amount of work.
And do you think the technology, especially in plumbing and gas, do you think it has changed dramatically in the last couple of years?
Certainly.
And could you explain us a little bit how?
Yeah, within the last decade, it's certainly come on in leaps and bounds. Obviously, with the main jump was in 2005 when we went from standard efficiency boilers to condensing boilers. I said, no, that's all we're able to fit. But obviously, with renewable technologies coming to the fore as well, certainly in the construction industry, the plumbing and heating industry has moved faster forward than anybody else.
And I'm sure there might be people out there who are kind of afraid of those new technologies in the industry. What would you say to them?
Just go and get some training. If you're uncertain about anything, go and get the training. Most of the courses will only last you a couple of days. Worst case scenario is you'll be on a course for a week. But hopefully at the end of that week, you'll be fully qualified to go and install some of this new equipment that's out there.
So you're saying it's not difficult to pick up and to learn about the trade, although the new technologies and all that?
No, the new technologies, I said, really, you're just moving on. If you're working as a plumbing and heating engineer at the moment, it's just something new that you're going to have to pick up, obviously up to try and give you a continuation of work as well.
Well, that's very, very interesting indeed. And I'm just wondering, obviously you have been working for ATL here in Worcester for quite a while, and I'm thinking when people come to train and to become qualified, what do you tell them?
What do I tell them? I will tell them, don't expect to become a millionaire working with your hands. I said, once you become fully qualified, you will earn a good salary. That's what I tell them.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.